Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, Friday edition, Are You Kidding Me edition. What has you saying, Are You Kidding Me today? I started with a bit of a rant. My apologies if I scared anybody away. But I want you to turn this into a positive because the negative, you know, open up a newspaper, watch an evening newscast. It's the same stories. It's just different names and a little variation here or there. And that was my point in going through this Reuters story about the Oregon couple that came here and they're looking for jobs. And because they didn't find just the perfect oil field job, one of them left and the other one left. And, you know, it's a hard luck story. And I've read the whole thing. It smacked of... I don't know. How would you describe it, Todd? It's just a disdain for North Dakota, you know, somehow an entitlement you come here and you should just be able to get the job you want. There's plenty of jobs here. So anyway, I didn't care for that. I didn't spend a lot of time on the other one, but there's another story here that talks about trains that carry oil. And Minnesota hand-wringing and actually starting a new... What they did was they counted up how many people live near oil train routes. Yeah. Now, if that's not an anti-oil mentality, and you know what, Minnesota, if you think you can live without oil, go for it. And, you folks can't stand pipelines, which, by the way, take oil off trains and out of trucks. So, you know, maybe you have to just go it alone and go green. You know what I mean? Just do your own thing. I don't know, but that irritates me, too. Not to mention, where's the study about how many people live near trains that carry gasoline or carry propane or anhydrous ammonia or, you know, I mean, it's only the oil that's bad. Okay, I get it. It's just really, but is there anything new that can be said about that? No. What should we be talking about? Because, I'll admit it, there are many things here on the talk radio world. When I come to the microphone to say, okay, let's talk about what's on your mind, I sincerely want to know what's on your mind. I care first and foremost about what's on your mind. I'll usually have on my mind something I read or heard about or whatever. So it drives a lot of the discussion. There's, the newspapers and mainly the newspapers have a lot of that power. I mean, for that matter, if you go watch an ABC or CBS or NBC evening newscast, I'll bet better than half of it they pull out of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Washington Post that drives a lot of those stories. You know what I mean? So rather than sit here and vent to you about how these stories drive me crazy, and they're all the same stories with a new little twist, let's drive the discussion. Let's decide what we want to be news. You tell me, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we'll schedule Senator Hovind again quickly. We didn't get to all of his calls. I didn't get to ask about the Keystone XL pipeline or, this game the Senate Democrats are playing on human trafficking. They claim they want to stop human trafficking, but their love of abortion overrides their disdain of human trafficking, evidently, because and by the way, taxpayer funded abortions. Yes, that they really love that. You got to pay for them, ladies and gentlemen, according to them. So anything that in any way, shape or form limits you paying for someone else's abortion with your tax dollars, boy, you're going to get a fight from those Democrats, even to the point where, they're more concerned about that than they are about additional tools on human trafficking. It's unbelievable. And I wanted to ask Senator Hovind about that. I didn't get a chance to get to it. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. We got the whole hour to find out what's on your mind. What news is not getting covered? Rather than go to the pablum these folks peddle, what else would you like? Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Steve in Fargo, you are next.
Yes, Scott. Listening to you go on, and I did read the newspaper article this morning. They missed the other side of the story. Do you realize how many jobs aren't filled here in I'm in Fargo. Every place in town has a sign up out front that says help wanted.
Yep.
Right now, I'm supposedly retired and working a part-time job. I have had overtime every week since June.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And I said that at one point in my little rant, but it might have gotten lost because I was ranting. But, you know, I mean, here's some 20-somethings from Oregon. There's plenty of places to work. Now, again, they might not all be $120,000 oil field jobs. Quite honestly, the $120,000 truck driver thing is right now, when you've got oil where it is, you're not going to have that, right? And you're going to have more competition. That's a market force that's brought that down. Well, again, plenty of opportunities for these two folks to begin anew and have a future and go to work in every corner of North Dakota. You're absolutely right. There's help wanted signs everywhere. But again, you think a Reuters reporter couldn't point that out? Grab the want ads. Look at the North Dakota Job Service and say, how many open jobs? Instead, it's all oil field jobs, not as many as there were before, so these poor people got to go back to Oregon. And by the way, your social services isn't as good here as it should be. Gosh, that makes me crazy.
One other thing about, well, go back to earlier in the week. You were talking about the smoking bans and the vaporized, the vape things for cigarette substitutes.
Yeah, e-cigarettes, I think they're called. I was trying to understand why the smoke police, who don't like smoke, and have managed to get every business on the planet to, through their governments mostly, and through votes, ban a legal product in their businesses. Okay, that's fine. They hate smoke. So why do they hate e-cigs? That's what I don't get. There's no smoke from an e-cig. That was the question I was asking.
Yeah, well, the question that really bugged me about that, the are you kidding me, was the e-cigarettes were included in the smoking ban that North Dakota passed. It was buried in the law.
Why?
I don't know. I asked one of the people who was promoting it when I found out about it, and they said, well, they're not good for you. Not his decision to decide whether it's good for me or not. And I'm a non-smoker. I don't care either way, but it still irritates me.
Highly irritating, Steve. You're absolutely right. But you know what? Also very revealing. They also want it taxed. They also want it taxed. You know, so they love the dough that comes with it. And we heard from a lot of folks who use those as a bridge to getting off. You know, I mean, number one, they use them instead of smoking, so that's a good thing. And then eventually they stopped using them, so they were done altogether. But anyway, appreciate the call, Steve. Nice hearing from you. Call again, and good point on all those help wanted signs. I'm with you. Diane and Gatsky. Where's Gatsky? I don't know if I know where Gatsky, Minnesota is. Wherever it is, it must not have the best coverage because we just lost Diane's connection there. You know where Gatsky is, Ton?
Uh-uh.
Mr. Snerdly had spelled it G-A-T-S-K-E, but there isn't that, but there is a Gatsky, G-A-T-Z-K-E. All right? And it's down in Marshall County. Oh, it's up in Marshall County. Yeah. Oh, we're talking a little Middle River, Greg Law. Now I know. All right. Well, I love putting new pins on the map.
Welcome to geography lessons today on What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, because you don't know where Greg Law is?
Nah.
Or Middle River?
I don't know where everything is.
Northwest Minnesota, Thief River Falls-ish. Does that help you? Can I help you up there? Thief River Falls is Pennington County. Does Thief River Falls not help either? Oh, my gosh. What can I do?
Yeah, it helps everybody.
Does it help you? You still sound like you're a little in the dark over this location, Todd. I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine.
You got it. All right.
I'm fine.
All right, Gatsky, give us a call back. Let's go to Jerry in Williston. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning. Say, you know that gentleman that just called and he was wondering why they banned these cigarettes?
Yeah.
And that bill, I was at a meeting in Bismarck about 2 months before we had the election in North Dakota on banning cigarettes. And this woman from that coalition that was banning cigarettes, one of their spokesmen, was at this meeting. And I raised my hand and I said, I have a question. I said, why are you banning e-cigarettes underneath this bill? I said, they do not cause any harm. She said, The reason we're bad on e-cigarettes is they look too much like a real cigarette. And I said, well, you guys are hypocrites, then, because you said this is for secondhand smoke, and they don't give out any secondhand smoke. Then she got all red and stuttered and stammered, and that was it. So that's the reason why she told me, because they look too much like a real cigarette.
That's the same reason they hate candy cigarettes, right?
That's right.
I was just going to say, they don't like candy cigarettes because of that secondhand candy.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I remember that was a big fight when I was a kid, before you guys were probably born. But I remember that. There was a big fight in North Dakota over banning candy cigarettes.
I thought these folks were for choice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
As long as it's their choice.
Their choice. That's how it works. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
Jerry. Nice hearing from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. We got a better connection with you now, and we're kind of excited because this is our first call from Gatsky, Minnesota. So hang on, Diane. We're going to chat with you after a short break. If you don't mind, just hanging tight. We have a hard break here. All right, hang on. All right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the 10, what's on your mind? Friday edition of the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Whatever is on your mind today, we want to know. But I am looking for things to focus on, fill the vacuum of the insanity that's out there in the so-called news arena, you know? Make our own news. What's news to you? What news do you want to hear more about? That's what I'd like to know today. 800 228-0550-701-258-0550. Hedolls has it. You've heard that phrase before, haven't you? Hedolls has it. What that means is Hedolls has the parts you need. And at any one of their stores throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Western Minnesota as well, Hedolls has it. A lot of folks every day looking for parts. Folks that work on your cars go to Hedolls to get the parts. Folks that love working on their own cars go to Hedolls. And you know what? Hedolls also has great people, people that just serve you so well, whether you call, whether you come in. Chris Dragu is one of those folks. And Chris is in the Hedolls location in Hedinger. I was chatting with him the other day. And, you know, his dad worked at Hedolls. He's working for Hedolls. And that's pretty common. It's, you know, amazing. The folks just stay there a whole lot of years and really enjoy it. And so if you're looking for a part from Hedolls in Hedinger, you're going to chat with Chris. And he just told me he just loves the satisfaction of giving you the right parts so you can get your day done and get on with it and do it quick. He's a Ford man, by the way, so if you get in there, you can, you know, talk about his first vehicle, a 1980 Ford F-150 short box. Still got it. Says it's out in the weeds, but he's going to get to it one of these days. But if he's not, you know, chasing pheasants, he loves working on vehicles. Anything with wings, he's shooting at, but also loves doing that, so... And, of course, they deliver and deal with folks not only Hedinger, but Lemon, Bison Bowman, Reeder, McIntosh, all around the area there as well. So Hedolls has it. Folks like Chris Dragu at Hedinger and Al Bosch and Bismarck, John Anson and Fergus and Travis Ketterling and Mandan, Bonnie Schlotterloff in Detroit Lakes, Gene Wolfer in Linton. Ask them about their first car when you go in there. Like Chris, you know, ask them about that 1980 Ford F-100. You get a good story. It's kind of fun. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Diane in Gatske, Minnesota, and for Todd's benefit, that would be north and east of Grand Forks, about an hour. So up there in the Thief River Falls area. Anyway, Diane, what's on your mind today?
That's not for anybody else's benefit. I hope everybody else had their ears plugged.
You were the one that said you were geographically challenged, is what you said you were. So
just I have to admit, I don't get around that part of the state like I'd like
to. Hello. Yeah. Well, we're here, Diane. We're just having a little argument among ourselves. How are you?
I am Diane. I'm good. Actually, I'm heading to North Dakota this morning. I'm from a little rural drive-thru in northern Minnesota, halfway between Roseau and Thief River. I agree with you about the drilling. I mean, I think we need it. I do not believe that it's an environmental hazard. We have hunting season here. We have cattle. We have all kinds of things that common sense people partake in. I know that you were talking about Minnesota, and I just wanted to let you know that not everyone in Minnesota disagrees with North Dakota.
Well, that is nice to hear, Diane. Let's just and you know what? I know that actually, especially in western Minnesota. But your political leaders, not so much. That's,
I'm not sure what happens there. I think it's maybe the bottom part of the state that is doing this, you know, because I know that's not my political belief.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of blue in the Twin Cities and Duluth.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
Those areas.
There's a lot
of
good people, but there's a lot of people who just are really lacking in, I think for one thing, they're not. They don't partake in the political,
they're not engaged. They're not paying attention. Yeah,
they're not engaged. They're not paying attention. And I think maybe if more people did, it would be, you know, the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Diane, thank you for calling and glad to hear from you. And we're going to put Gatske on the map now, on our map. Little pin goes up. John in Grand Forks says there's a question we should have asked Senator Hovind. What did we miss, John?
Well, I listened to Hovind give us a lecture on all the things that the president can't do and shouldn't do or what he should do with Congress. But my question would have been, what are you and the Republican Party prepared to do after the president does make this deal? Because make no mistake about it, he is going to make an agreement, and he doesn't care if the Congress is in on it or not. So that's, in fact, to tell you the truth, I think I believe that a lot of his administration, including him, might even be an anti-Semite. But he's going to make that deal with Iran. So what are Hovind and the Republicans prepared to do about this, because coming back to us 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now and saying, well, he can't do this and da-da-da, but you know what? We can't do anything. He's the president, and Harry Reid and the Democrats are standing behind him, and they won't let us take a vote and blah, 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 just like they did with illegal amnesty. They folded up their tents. So what are they prepared to do about it, and will they actually do something about it? Because this guy has been disobeying the Constitution for a long time, and nothing's been done so far.
Sure. By the way, we never claim to have all the best questions, so that's why we throw it up to you folks. And so never be afraid to call in. We had a lot of calls, actually, for Senator Hovind today, mostly agreeing with his position. I mean, to your point, John, number one, it's a question that we still can ask because there's still time. It is a good question. And number two, isn't it amazing we spent as much energy and time and effort as we did on the letter to Iran over than the substance of the debate? That just baffles me. Travis is traveling Highway 2 and listening to What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening, Travis, and tell us what is on your mind.
Well, first off, it's a slippery, wintry wonderland out here, but, you know, I guess it is North Dakota.
You know, we haven't even mentioned that yet, but there's actually several shots of snow over the next 5 days for western and central North Dakota. So we up on the Canadian border, and you're up there on the Highway 2. Rolla, Rugby, and Botno? I think two, although talking between 2 and 4 inches.
And ironically, then, spring starts at 5:45 this afternoon.
Yeah, go figure that out.
Go figure.
Yeah. And then
well,
to the north.
Spring in North Dakota.
And then for Saturday and Sunday, some light snow across the north and spreading over the area Sunday, mixed with the rain and snow. And then, mixed with rain south and west of the Missouri River, so amounts of snow there will be very little. To the north and east of the Missouri, between 2 and 4 inches could accumulate, negatively impacting travel, so I hear you. And where are you specifically right now, Travis?
Just about to the Grand Forks Air Force Base.
And you got snow now on Highway 2.
Oh, it's snow plows and stuff are out. It's just a mix of snow, sleet, rain, whatever you want to call it. It's slippery.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. What else is on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say amen to the prior caller. It's really not what I was calling about, but what he said is what's on my mind many days. And you know, I recall a conversation we had when we were voting on the Speaker of the House, and Mr. Kramer had strongly defended that we vote for him and said that, you know, all these things that are
Travis,
a leader. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Up against the break. Hang tight. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
University of North Dakota will take on St. Cloud State NCHC hockey tournament. And that's a big one as we get closer to the Frozen Four, right? That's fantastic. And by the way, next weekend, there will be an NCAA regional tournament in Fargo at the Shields Arena. How about that? Later tonight, you have the NDSU Bison taking on Gonzaga. That'll be at 8:30-ish, 8:50, I think, tonight. By the way, it was a year ago today that NDSU, the basketball team, upset Oklahoma. So you think they can do that again? Upset Gonzaga? I'm saying yes. Everybody's saying, no chance, no way, not the number two seed, Gonzaga. Why do they play the game? There can't be an upset for crying out loud. So I'm thinking it could happen. 27 before the top of the hour, toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What is on your mind? We are rather light on the guest calendar today on purpose, because we want to find out what's on your mind. We did talk with Senator Hovind last hour, and in the meantime, finding out what's on your mind, I want to know what you'd like to be actually covered in the way of news. What's on your mind news? Our kind of news. What you consider news. Not what Reuters considers news, because we've been there, done that today. Yeah. All right, Travis, back at it here. Travis is traveling slushy Highway 2 and weighing in on some news. So you were in the middle of a comment about, some frustration over Speaker Boehner, right, as I recall?
Well, ultimately, it goes in support of the last caller's comment and the fact that when we voted Boehner back in, we were promised that we were going to go after all of the things that the media forgets to talk about after it's news for a short period, things like amnesty, things like Obamacare, all these things that our tyrannical leader just seems to put in play, and then Congress accepts it. And I don't get it. Everybody seems to know it. Everybody speaks to the fact that he's just does whatever he wants to do, yet nobody ever stands up. So, you know, those are the right questions to be asking, and I appreciate that question. My other deal I wanted to talk to you about, I know you sensed or mentioned frustration with Minnesota, and certainly all of us can probably agree that their agendas are different than ours in North Dakota. But the one thing I do want to comment as a landowner with the Sandpiper pipeline that crosses it, you know, these pipelines, I think, in my opinion, could go across the country a lot quicker and a lot faster if the pipeline companies would give more consideration and appreciation to the landowner for what they're getting from the landowner. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't agree to what they want to compensate you for that basically lifelong easement, they're going to take you to the court and file eminent domain. And you know, you look at their financials and the dollars that they return back to their stockholders who have, you know, less at stake than what the thousands of landowners have. I think that, you know, that we're vastly undercompensated, and that's a point of frustration that, you know, I could stand and agree even with the Keystone pipeline. You know, I don't know what those landowners' issues are, but I think we're undercompensated for what we're giving, and it's kind of a taking.
Well, I have never sat across the table in one of those negotiations, so I'm coming at this a little bit blind, but I'm just naively going to throw out a comment. If, in fact, landowners were as undercompensated for those endeavors as you claim, wouldn't there be a lot more eminent domain claims? I mean, there really aren't. That's pretty rare, isn't it?
Well, the fact of the matter is you don't win. You just simply don't win. So then they find other avenues to contest it, like environmental issues and, you know, things of that nature. You take eminent domain to court, the landowner loses, plain and simple. One other comment, if you got time. I was on here a few weeks ago when the state Class A or B girls basketball tournament was on, and one caller kind of got me worked up, and he was talking about these public or private schools and how they go out and recruit kids to play, and they shouldn't really be in Class B. And, you know, I understand his frustration, but my kids go to R.E. Deamer's in Minot, and I can tell you that there's absolutely no recruiting that goes on. Our girls were accused of that this year as they took third in state in volleyball. They are, you know, these other schools are at a disadvantage, however, because they don't have the pool of kids to draw from that a lot of these private schools do that are located in Minot, Fargo, Bismarck, and so on. So, you know, that is true. Maybe that needs to be addressed, but before he makes those kind of wild accusations, maybe you should look into it a little further.
Yeah, if anybody missed that, the caller was essentially saying Class B isn't Class B anymore because, these small-town schools have to play these private schools, and they go out and recruit. And I've heard from a lot of people since that, essentially saying the same thing. We don't recruit. We don't, you know. I think that might have been a little sour grapes is what that was. But anyway, yep. Travis, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Joe, driving to Grand Forks today. Hello, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hi. I want to talk to you about two things. You're talking about e-cigarettes, and just a suggestion, if you get somebody from your public health service, either in Minnesota or North Dakota, to come and talk to you about them, you'll learn a little more about them. One bad thing about them is that you can take marijuana, the liquid marijuana, put them in, and then you don't even know that somebody's smoking marijuana, and they'd be right beside you. The other thing is there has been several times that they've had accidents with them with fires and whatever. So they're not safe that way. As far as somebody trying to get off cigarettes, it's a good way to do that, I guess. But I would suggest that it seems to be a pretty hot topic for you because you've talked about it for a couple of days, and you get somebody from your public health service to come on the show and talk about them.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the most objective source because, again, they mean well, but they like to decide for you what is healthy and what isn't, right?
Well, I guess you're right. A person should have their own choice, but it isn't that it's just because of the cigarette or they don't want them smoke, you know, the smoke part of it. It's just that they're not as safe. Then you wouldn't drive a car down the road if it had a, you know, you get your recalls done if they tell you there's going to be a fire. And I mean, they're not safe. That's all. If you want to find out more about it, that's who I would talk to. And I think they're a good source. I guess they promote not smoking, but they're not going to tell you not to smoke. It's your choice still.
To your point, there's folks out there that could give us more information, but your viewpoint is that e-cigs are not safe. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's been accidents with them, is what I'm saying.
Well, there's been accidents with cars. That doesn't mean they're not safe. I mean, I reject that idea that because an accident happens with something or somebody misuses it, that somehow it's, you know, it's
okay.
It's,
all right, that's just, you know, once again, it's our choice, and there's I guess we can argue either way, but there has been times that these e-cigarettes have I don't know if the right word is exploded, but have caught on fire and caused damage to the person using them. So
my only, and I have no dog in the fight whatsoever. Right? Doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying I'm always amazed at how the smoke police operate. You know, smoke police didn't like secondhand smoke, so they, you know, start with the bars and then ban the product and then just keep moving, right? I mean, so here's a smokeless product, and now they don't like that either. So that's what was driving me crazy about it. But anyway, I take your point, Joe. What else did you want to tell us?
Well, we own land, and we have six pipelines running through it. And the guy who called in about not being compensated, we rent our land out to farm owners, and whenever the Enbridge is the company that runs through our land, they fairly compensate us. Right now they're looking to put another line through our property. They need to buy some more right away, and they're paying about double what normal right away or what land is worth. Also, I always tell them that I'm not going to allow them to do it until I talk to my renters. My renters have never had a bad word to say about them. They pay them for crop damage. They pay them for not being able to, I believe they get 2 years of compensation for their crop, even though they put in a crop, get a crop off of it. And if the third year comes along and they still say that they're not getting the yield they used to, they get paid again. There's no doubt in my mind, and we've never had an eminent domain case in our county. They've always taken good care of us.
I just reject the idea that all these people aren't getting fair compensation. Well, if that were true, and that's why I said it to them, I don't think there'd be as many pipelines as there are, right? I mean,
exactly.
it has to be a win-win. So
yeah, we've just gone through another series of sitting down and negotiating with them. This year they actually paid a bonus, kind of like a signing bonus, like a pro baseball player would get. Just so they know that you're going to allow them to when they get their permit. And the biggest problem, Minnesota, I've lived in Minnesota all my life. I've been in government all my life. And the Minnesota policies on trying to get permits, they're just ridiculous. And that's all you hear about now. They just can't get a permit. And it's just being held up. They've always gotten their permits, but they just make it tough for them.
Interesting point. And I always found on pipeline issues, when one person calls to complain and say, hey, we're getting jammed or raw deal, you get 10 that say that's not true. I'm always amazed.
That's right. No, I have no problem with them at all.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Up front. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
There's something the media should report on. Instead of, how horrible pipelines are, actually, get inside of how the interaction works between landowner and company. Memo to media. We've read all this other crap you keep feeding at us in 20 different angles. Try something new. Myron in Washburn has a joke for us. Myron, I'm ready for a joke. Lay it on me.
Okay.
Is it clean? Is it family friendly?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh.
This well-known senator passed away, and he went up, he met the Lord up at the pearly gates, and the Lord told him it's 3 days in hell and 3 days in heaven, and then you could choose which one you want to go to. So he chose to go down to hell. Beautiful golf course, beautiful greens, beautiful clubhouse. All his old friends in there drinking. 3 days went by playing golf and everything. And then the Lord says, come on, you got to go up to heaven now. Floated around for a couple of days in a cloud and got bored. And told the Lord, he said, I'd rather go back down to hell. So he went back down there. And there were all his friends standing in raggedy clothes in a desert, 110-mile-an-hour winds. And he looked at the devil, and the devil was smiling, and he says, well, what happened to all my friends and all the beautiful folk? and the devil, he said, we were only campaigning then.
Good one, Myron. Good one. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinnom here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My Pillow. Nothing like it on the planet Earth, folks. National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. But you know, as big a deal as the National Sleep Foundation is, I only care that I sleep like never before. I only care that it's the official pillow of Scott. Todd, I bet you only care that it's the official pillow of Todd, right? My Pillow.
Well, when I can wrestle it away from either a cat or from Carrie, yeah.
Yeah, so, there you go.
But everybody loves it. I'll put it that way.
Gets a two-for-one deal. That's what Todd and I should have done. The two-for-one deal, it's a new deal, actually, that celebrates the 10th anniversary of My Pillow. So, you know, pay for one, get two. Can't beat a deal like that. And Guaranteed, folks, this is the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. And if you suffer from snoring, insomnia, neck pain, migraines, help's on the way. Allergies, sleep apnea, RLS, TMJ, it can help. 10-year warranty. This thing will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. It's machine washable and dryable like your favorite pair of blue jeans. We've had so many great stories from our listeners who rave about the pillow. And I don't remember talking about a product in all my years on the radio where I've had more good feedback from folks that say, it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm glad I listened. And I bought one. And here's how you get one. 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT for the two-for-one deal. It's a great, great deal. All right. Boy, we had a lot of calls today, a lot that have come in off the air we haven't had a chance to get to, so here's one of those.
Morning, Scott. Scott, I just got to say, are you kidding me? I can't believe that Heidi Heitkamp or Don Tester in Montana can even come back to the state and face the people that they represent, period. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. You got to balance the budget. And if you lost your mind negotiating with Iran, Iran terrorizes the whole world, sponsors terrorism everywhere. I cannot believe this. These people have lost their marbles. This president is stomping our Constitution. And these people are just idly sitting by because it's their party. It just blows my mind, Scott. Anyway, you have a great day.
See if others agree with you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If more folks like you actually ask Senator Heitkamp or Senator Tester about that, their views may change. I'd take the opportunity to do it. Pat in northern South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Pat.
Good morning. I'm an RN, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the e-cigarettes. Those things, the way they transfer the nicotine into your lungs is through an oil-based vapor, which is not compatible because your lungs can only accept water. Remember when we were kids and we put a towel over our head to ease congestion and we did it over a pot of boiling water? That's compatible with the lungs, but this oil base is not. And what happens is people who use the e-cigarettes can develop something called oil-based pneumonia, which is extremely difficult to treat. A lot of people have died from these, but the company who makes these cigarettes won't tell you that kind of stuff. The other thing is, in regard to those cigarettes, those are porcelain-based cigarettes, and those don't degrade in landfills. It takes a long, long time. But the biggest issue is somebody telling somebody else what they can put into their body. It's violating the constitutional rights. If you want to be stupid and use something that will hurt you, then that's your choice.
Well, it's not really more and more because of the disdain for the industry, which has transferred from cigarettes to these e-cigarettes. So, you know, I hear you, Pat. I don't smoke them, never have, never smoked a cigarette in my life. You know, this isn't something I do, but I also do appreciate this. Sounds like you do, the Constitution. But thanks for sharing a little bit of a concern there. I would imagine that as popular as they're becoming, that is going to be an issue for some folks, but that's up to them to decide. Pat, thanks for the call, and thank you for listening. Mike in Perham, Minnesota. Are we going to end the day on a joke?
Well, you know, Scott, I dreamed that I had died and gone to hell, and the devil met me, and he took me down to this huge room with all these clocks in it. And each clock, the hands were going around. Some were going around faster than others. And I said to the devil, I says, well, what does this mean? He says, every time somebody on earth tells a lie or commits a sin, the hands go around once. And each clock belongs to one person on the planet. And I said, well, where's Barack Obama's clock? And he says, oh, I've got it in my office. I use it for a fan.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Scott. I make you laugh. That's good.
You did make me laugh. You deserve full credit for that. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Good stuff, Mike. What's going on in Perm this weekend?
Well, not a whole lot, really. Just very quiet. But the only thing I can say is over in Vergas on the first Saturday in, March, April? Yeah.
on the first Saturday in April. They're going to have the Maple Fest over there on Saturday in Vergas. So, you know, maple syrup, all sorts of maple goodies, you know, the sort of thing that puts inches on your waist.
Yeah, I've had a few breakfasts at the Loon Cafe in Vergas over the years. That's a nice little spot in downtown.
Yes, it is. Vergas is a very nice little town.
Fun little hardware store there.
So.
Dent is a good one, too. Dent is a dandy. Absolutely. Mike, good to hear from you. Have a fabulous weekend. Folks, God bless you for listening to the program. We appreciate that very much. We have Sioux Hockey in a few hours. Play a late afternoon game.
Who,
big one of the
NCHC
tournament. UND who? Hockey. Yeah, sorry.
There we go. Yeah.
Nickname, please.
Don't be getting in trouble today.
And Bison basketball a little later on this evening and the big dance. So, lots to take in today, and certainly lots to talk about on Monday right here on What's On Your Mind, and we'll do it then.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together, but we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name, you buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.